True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm loving this day. It's very nice. It's Thursday as we are recording this, and it's just a beautiful summer day. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing all people are doing some landscaping around here, putting in some new mulch, some new plants. This looks great. Really nice.
Yep.
So I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I like that. The warmer weather is winding down slightly, and
yeah,
it's good. It's all good. This has not been a bad summer as far as heat is concerned for the most part. It's not bad. We've had our days, but it's been nice. This past spring was a real spring. So far, the weather has been wonderful in 2023, I think. So, for us, well, anyway.
Have you been to any of the fairs?
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
Mm. Well, I was about to go to one the other day, and I decided against it because the weather was, I would say it was kind of, what do they call that, looming or something?
Yeah, it looked like it was going to rain.
Yes, mm-hmm. and supposed storms and blah, 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 except they never materialized. I was going to go to the Wayne County Fair because...
Oh, Wayne, you told me. Didn't your grandkids,
they all went, and they had a wonderful time. But they went, I guess, 11 o'clock in the morning, and they left before the bad weather started. So... I think we got up to the lake until sometime after 2 o'clock. And by the time we got there and got everything settled, that's when the dark clouds started coming through. And I said, no, ain't going. So I never got there. But, I think about it. There's all the things that you think of that you associate with summer, the events. Now, for you, the novena is... a classic part of the summer, and you did that, and that was fine. But a lot of the things that I think of that we do for summers, it just haven't done any of them at all this year. Even we went to one baseball game on a Sunday, and that was a beautiful day, a little bit cold, but a beautiful day, and that's it. I mean, the boat is still... where it was when I parked it in the dock on Memorial Day weekend. We haven't taken it out at all.
Wow.
So that's what I'm saying.
Well, why didn't you take it with Tyler when he was there?
Because the weather, number one, it was raining or threatening to rain. Or secondly, Isla was just, they took her to a bunch of different places during the daytime. And so when they came back, it was time to give a 4.5-year-old dinner, you know, like 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So there wasn't an opportunity to do it. But it wasn't really something that I feel like I missed a whole lot, because everybody who's been out this summer said it was wonderful, but there were so many people on the lake. I don't know what happened. I don't know if somebody had a sail on boats or something, but it was like wild and crazy to be out there. My next door neighbor ended up with a broken shoulder and I think his knee or something else, because he was out on a jet ski with a friend of his, and he went to take off, and there were some waves coming from the wake of a boat, motorboat, and uh-huh. It was quite a wave. It actually picked him up, knocked him off the jet ski. The jet ski went in one direction, he went in the other, and when he came back down on the water, he went under the water with that kind of force, and the jacket, he had a life jacket, just came right up above him, and it was floating on the water, and he was underwater. And his buddy, wow, who had been out with him, thankfully saw that happen and dove in the water and picked him up and brought him up. And it's crazy. He was in the hospital, the emergency room.
Jeez.
And it was nuts. But that's my point, is that that's very indicative of what was going on all summer, that there were just so many boats and people out on the lake. And I think part of it is because of the heat and the humidity, and everybody wanted to get out on the water. So that's how it was. Well, but I'm just happy that we weren't there.
Well, I think it's more because it is better weather than sweltering heat and you're out there in the middle of the water with the sun beating on you, regardless of whether you're around water or not. It's hot. So maybe because it has been better weather, they decided to do it. So whatever. Well, listen, it's all good. Whatever we associate with summer, we're doing. I'm still doing all of my things, like sitting on my deck and having people over and doing what we can do. And you and Patrick have to, I'm hoping that Joni, when she comes up again, because we were with her, I would love if we could make a date for the three of you. We did try last year at one point, and we had to cancel, because remember, it was a heat wave, and you're like, there's no way he can sit there, and I can't sit out in that weather. But we've been doing it. I've been doing that and eating tomatoes, which I love, and getting beautiful heirloom tomatoes out of my yard, which are great. And so those kind of things. This summer has been, I like it. I like this weather. And
go ahead.
No, I'll say it in the next one. No, I'll talk. Go ahead.
All right. No, I was going to say that you talk so often about the farmer's market, you know, and what is that, Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Yeah.
And I keep thinking about it all the time that I want to go. And the day comes and goes, and I never get there. And then I think, oh, it's Thursday. I can't go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I want to go and get the peaches and the stuff like that that is just juicy, juicy, so good. I'm looking forward to it.
Doug Smith just yesterday dropped off six. He was at the farmer's market, and he dropped off six peaches because he called me and he said, hey, I'm at the market. Do you want anything? I said, you know what, Doug? I was going to go and get peaches. Now, you know that I, most of the time now, instead of going down to the market, I go to the mulberry bush because they have all the fresh produce and vegetables and fruit there because of Helene Hopkins, or Hoppy, is part of the Hopkins family, who is some of the farmers at the market. So it's kind of the same thing, and they're open every single day except Monday. So if it is a Thursday, Lynn, and it's before 6 o'clock, you can always go down to the mulberry bush and get nice things there. So just remember that they do. My culinary and his wife, Helene, do a great job. And they're open. Other than Monday, they're there every day, I think 10 to 6. I'm not sure the morning part, but till 6 at night. And then on Sunday, they close a little bit earlier. But they're great. So we tend to do that. We get our Christmas trees there and the whole nine yards. But Doug brought these. I said, Doug, get me some peaches because I want to grill them. And he said, okay. And I said, make sure they're like really firm, because I want them to, you know, I don't want them to be real juicy when I put them on the grill. They need to have a little more firmness. So he brought me six peaches, and they are the most beautiful peaches. And he got them at the farmer's market, and they are big and they're firm. And one of them still has like the pretty peach leaves on it from the tree. They're gorgeous. The color is magnificent. They're beautiful. I'll send you a picture because they were just so pretty. Okay. They were pretty as a picture. So they were pretty. Lovely. But anyway.
Okay.
So, Lynn, I have to talk about this event that's coming up, too.
Go ahead.
I was reading the newspaper this morning, which usually that's a good thing, because usually I'm not reading it till next morning. But in the names and faces section of the Scranton Times, which is the second page, I was reading this lovely story about two young ladies. One woman's name is Jen Munley, and the other one's name is Gina Zilla Kalani. And they are hosting a fundraiser for their friend Jenna. I think it's pronounced Keaton, I guess, K-E-T-T-E-N. And Jenna has, I'm going to read this. She is dealing with cancer, and they're having a purse bingo fundraiser and raffle to benefit Jenna Keaton, or Keaton, will take place on September 17th at noon, from noon to 3 at Colarusso's Coal Fire Grill in the Coal Fire Pizza in Dixon City. So Jenna lives in Clark Summit with her husband, Gary, and their daughters, Madeline and Rosa. I'm sorry, I couldn't even read. I can't read my own writing. Rosalie. And she has been battling stage 4 triple negative metastatic breast cancer in her lungs since October. So they are really trying to boost her spirits and to help with the cost of travel and everything else that goes on for the family. So I read the story. The picture is beautiful. It's a picture of this beautiful woman carrying one of her daughters and her husband walking another daughter. And it just caught my eye, and I thought, this woman, just before I even read anything else, I just looked at the picture, and I thought, this woman, she's beautiful. I said to them when I was talking to Jen, I said, Jen, she should be a model. Jenna should be a model. She's beautiful. And she said she is. And she said her children are beautiful. Her husband's a doll. So bottom line is, if you can do anything, you can buy the tickets are $30, and you can call Jen Munley or Gina at, you can go on their Venmo if you want to buy it that way, or make a donation. They're doing that. So I texted Jen today. It's at Jen-Munley on Venmo, or there's cell phone numbers, but, you know, listening to it, you may not be able to go back and do it, but if you can help out, it's wonderful. They're going to do it. It's just a great thing. They have a couple prizes that are valued, three prizes that are valued at $300 each for raffles. The raffles are $10 each. So they're accepting cash donations, and they even have her, which is beautiful. She said, if you're lucky enough to know Jenna, you know that that she is the kindest, most genuine, and selfless person. She is the best mom to Madeline and Rosalie and most loving wife to Gary. And it said, Jenna really is nice. Always the first person to offer to help someone. So now it's our turn to help her during her most difficult time, the most difficult time of her life. So if you can, this is a wonderful cause. I actually spoke with Jen this morning when I called her because I wanted to see if I could just make a donation through Venmo. And she was a doll and she's going to listen to the show. So hi, Jen, if you're listening and you're doing great work, you and Gina, to help your friend Jenna. So our hearts and our prayers are with you, Jenna. Please know it's the 17th from 12 to 3 at Colarusso's Coal Fire Pizza in Dixon City. It's a purse bingo, and go and support her and support these two lovely women who are doing their best to help their dear friend in very dark times and trying to keep the sun shining on them. So please do that. And in the meantime, we're going to take a quick break, and you're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News, and I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at lauriecadden.com, L-A-U-R-I-E-C-A-D-D-E-N.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am a certified financial planner and managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And, Lynn, what I said I was going to talk about in the next segment is for the last 7 years, I have not been a dog owner, and I am now the owner of a new little puppy dog.
Yay!
And she is the sweetest little thing. She's black, and she has a little bit of white and near her chest, and one little strip of white near one of her paws. And she is a mini, she's a mini golden doodle. And
that's a mouthful. What does that mean?
Mini golden doodle. Golden doodles are golden retriever poodle mixes, but she's a mini. So it was a miniature poodle. So anyway, she's the cutest little thing. Which you know because you've seen her face. And sweet as could be, she's she's 3.5 months old. So I rescued her, and Don Karam was instrumental in helping me get this puppy. And she's just the sweetest little thing. I just absolutely, you fall in love with her as soon as you see her. She's the cutest little thing. And everybody, when I showed my, I sent it to John so he could look at her, and he said, Mom, she looks just like Phoebe. Now, Phoebe was our black Cocker Spaniel. That was our first dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she does. She looks just like Phoebe. She, like, if you just look at her quickly. And, oh, my God. So, I like black dogs. So, anyway, She's here in the house, and she's a little doll. So here we go, Lynn. Here we go. I wonder if she would like Calvin and Hobbes.
Probably not.
Maybe, though.
You know, the cats and dogs thing. They don't get along.
Yeah, but they do, though. Most of the time, they do get along.
Well, nobody would get along with Hobbes.
You don't think?
No.
Oh,
because he's very persnickety. And he's very, very unaccommodating.
Cooperative?
Yes. He's so funny. No, Calvin would be hanging around with anybody everywhere.
He really would. He's just cute.
He loves it. But the other one runs and hides as soon as anybody comes to the door, especially if it's a person of the male persuasion.
Okay.
I don't know why, but that's how it works.
Okay.
So, the heck with that. But that's all good news. I'm thrilled that you're back into the world of dog ownership.
Pet ownership, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ooh.
So, next week when we have someone on from VREC, I'm going to talk to them because there was some, I listened to the Today Show yesterday, and they were talking about pet insurance. And a lot of the people are saying don't bother getting it. To put money aside yourself for a rainy day fund, then instead of paying pet insurance, I don't know if it's true. I want to talk to the experts. And I mean, it's true based on the story. So I have to see because they said their premiums have been ridiculous. It went from, they talked to four or five different pet insurance companies, and one of them was at the high end of $147 something a month, and the lower one was like $36 or $56 or something like that. So I'm going to do my homework on that, and we'll see what happens. But
I think I've looked at it, too, and I just think that for the two cats, you know, you're talking about $36 each. That gets to be very expensive, and that's only the kind of thing that's for what they call catastrophic insurance. So there's a very high deductible that you have to come up with. And if you have something like major surgery, you know, where there's a $10,000, $20,000 bill, it definitely picks it up. But you have to come up with the first whatever. I don't know if it's $2,000, $3,000, whatever it is.
Yeah.
The whole idea behind this is just so new, relatively speaking, that people just didn't have that kind of money to pay for these things for their pets. They just didn't. So it wasn't even something that that existed more than 20 years ago. People really just had to make some tough decisions. So
we'll see what happens. But I'm going to do my research and see, and we'll really not going to do research, but you know what, that sound doesn't even sound like anything I would say, but I am going to check. Let's use this. I'll check into it and see what I find out, and then we'll go from there. But it's you know, it's all new. Here we go again. So
I think it's a wonderful thing.
Brings a lot of love and joy to your house. So
it does.
And company and more responsibility. Okay, so anyway,
you and Meyer have had some tough times, especially with your animals. I mean, and there's a lot of broken hearts around it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so this is wonderful for both of you to have some kind of pure joy in your life, which is what puppies are. You know, they're just the best. They are indeed.
So that's our newest adventure.
Well, good for you.
I
love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
So that'll be good. So we went out the other day. Miss Joni Gluvea was in town.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a nice little dinner at Alfredo's last Sunday night. Joni's been there before, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She's been there with us.
Really? I can't remember that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And she enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah, well, we had fun.
We did. So. Bunch of crazies. But, yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
I think that I tried something new, you know. I tried that rap.
Did you like it?
Charleston rap. It tasted wonderful going down, but boy, there must have been something in it that I did not. No, it wasn't necessarily spicy. It could have been, there was a combination of honey and mustard in it, in the sauce. And
yeah,
I think that that combination did not sit well. And so I had a rough night. So I know that, you know, I will never order it again, but there's plenty of things on that menu that I love.
And just because you have issues with a lot of different things, so that doesn't necessarily mean it's that. You just, because it was a new choice. That's why I always stick, this is how I am with almost any restaurant I go to. I stick with what I know is good. Then I don't have to worry about what it's going to do or taste like because I already know. And I know that's kind of boring in a way, but then I know that I'm going to enjoy it and it's going to be what I want it to be. Because sometimes you think, oh, let me try this. And it's not exactly what you think. And it doesn't sit well, or you just didn't like it as much. But their food, I have to say, Lynn, consistently, their food at Alfredo's is always, I should say, it is consistently good. No matter which night you're there, you don't get something that doesn't look as good because the chef isn't there or the right chef isn't there. It always is the same. And I think that that is key to any restaurant anywhere, is that consistency makes a huge difference. Because I've heard plenty of people say, I'm not going to go to this place this time because so-and-so's off tonight or what. So what? Like, you shouldn't have to worry about that. Everything should taste the same. And that's when that's the sign I believe, and I see as a good restaurant, is when the food, every time you go, regardless of who's back there, it comes out the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So they always do a really nice job, and I think they have one of the best Caesar salads in town. Scanlon's, Mansour's, and Alfredo's, I think, make a great Caesar. Now, Meyer got a Caesar salad, chicken Caesar, the other day from Roberto's. And he does a really, really nice job with that. He puts red onion in his and homemade croutons, which, of course, I can't eat, but anybody else, it's so, and Meyer said it's absolutely delicious. So that's another good one. But I love Alfredo's Caesar salads. I think they're great. So, but that was a nice night. It wasn't busy in there, so it was good. And you're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of the Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk, or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
Business banking at Fidelity.
We have a great relationship with Fidelity. They're like family with us. They're right next door to my business. If there's ever a problem, just one phone call, I don't even have to go to them. They come to me. It's great. I love being in the business. This was meant for me. We're very busy. I'm running every day, and I love to stay busy. So that's why I need a bank that's going to be there for me when I need them. Back in 2006, we were having a problem with our lease in our other building. We were looking for a place to go. We stumbled upon this location. It's right in the heart of downtown, right in the middle of the city, and it happened to be right next to Fidelity Bank. They went out of their way for us to get this building. It was wonderful, and it's been a great relationship ever since. I have a business line of credit with Fidelity that gives me buying power. My credit card machine runs through Fidelity, my checking account, my payroll taxes. They take care of it all for me. I bank with Fidelity, don't you?
Member FDIC.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I'm a certified financial planner and managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And I came across an article that I thought might be of some relevance to those in the world listening to us who are retired. And the hard part, I think, for most people when they get to that point is they have a plan, or maybe they don't, but for the most part, they have a plan on how they're going to figure, they're going to withdraw the money from their investment accounts and blah, blah, blah. And they make up a lot of stories about this. And I'm not saying that do-it-yourselfers can't do it themselves, but there are a couple things that we call them retirement myths, and I just want to go through a couple of them, six of them that came up in this article. The myth number one is I don't need to revisit my withdrawal rate. Now, what that means, that may be a bizarre expression that people don't understand, but there is a certain amount of money that people take from their investments on a regular basis, and we might consider it your paycheck. So most people will withdraw a certain percentage, which is just fine when you start. But as the markets, the stock markets and bond markets go up or down, and as the value of your investments goes up or down, maybe that percentage is not appropriate anymore. And if you look at it like it's something that is a fixed dollar amount, like I take out $535 a month from this one account, it's fine to look at it like it's $535, but it is also, another way of looking at that is it's a percentage of the value of your account. So if the account goes down, that $535 may creep up to become 5 or 6% of the value of that account. And one of the things that I like to do is in the programs that we have that are, we call them CRM, which is an acronym for customer something reporting method, whatever it is. But it's a way of holding on to all of the information about every client, including their investments. And we can run reports every now and then that tell us what percentage their monthly payments are of the current value of their accounts. And sometimes, you know, you get to the point where you're looking at something that says 10%, 12%, and there's a sense of panic, which there should be, because if your accounts are not earning what you need them to earn in order to justify that, then it's the bad news where you have to say, we have to cut back. Well, the problem is people have, on the so-called fixed income, people have to really make some serious cuts or consider going back to work or doing something that generates income for them. So what this story says is that if you've recently retired or are nearing retirement, regularly review withdrawal rates. This is a smart way to keep an eye on how current stock prices and the rate of inflation may impact returns in your investment portfolio. And number two, if you're young or mid-career, planning for a 3 or 4% withdrawal rate may be reasonable over the long term. That's kind of been like the gold standard in this business, the 4% withdrawal rate. And I've seen some very, very interesting theses about that and that it may not be true. But
yeah,
the fact is...
Well, what if they go way over that? What if you go way over that?
Then you have to cut back.
Okay.
And that's really hard for people to do when they're,
based
there, especially in the first couple years of retirement, because that's really when people spend more money than they do in the later years. And the later years, a lot of that is because they don't have the health to be able to do it, or they don't have the desire to be going on airplanes or boats or whatever. So the problem is that if you burn it up in the first 10 years of retirement, it's very hard to sustain that withdrawal rate as you age. So it's something that has to be looked at periodically. That's the whole point. Don't just set it and forget it. You have to really look at it. And that should be part of an annual review. The second myth, Medicare will cover all health care costs. Well, Medicare doesn't cover all of the health care costs. It's a great program, but I think the biggest myth about that is that people think that Medicare will cover nursing home and other long-term care programs, and they don't. They do not. Let's say that 1,000 times. They do not. So they will pay for the first 90 days, but that's it. And after that, you're on your own. So you need to get some kind of long-term care insurance, and it just depends on what's out there right now. There's so many different combinations and ways to do this that didn't even exist 10 years ago. But it is worth it to take a look at what you've done and what you can do. Number three, Social Security won't last. I don't know about that. You know, it's been an ongoing topic of conversation.
Yeah.
If you're in or nearing retirement, it's not likely to materially affect you. Adjustments made to Social Security in 1983 have done a lot to improve the program's long-term viability, and changes, if any, will likely be gradual and phased in over time. But the other thing to remember is Social Security alone cannot provide enough income for most people. And if that's all you've got, then you've got to learn to live with that. And you forget about the withdrawal rate because there isn't any. You get what you get. And if the federal government decides to do an inflation increase, that's wonderful. Except they usually turn around then and increase the Medicare premiums. So you're really not getting ahead. But just remember, Social Security for the moment is how it's going to be. But they talk about this every couple of years. We're going to have to cut back on benefits. We're going to increase the age of eligibility, blah, blah, blah. And they never do.
Lynn, what is the most you can make in Social Security?
I think it's somewhere around $3,800.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere around there.
Okay. Yeah,
and it keeps going up every year. So that's the most. Okay, and that's number four. I can work for as long as I need to. Well, longer lifespans may mean more years in retirement and possibly more years working past age 65. However, given the uncertainties of aging, it may not be realistic to expect to work as long as you need or want to. For example, half of all early retirements are due to illness or disability. Now, early retirement, I say, is younger than 65. Okay, and that, if that's the case, then than it is. And then you can get Social Security at 62 if you want to, right. But then you're restricted on what you can earn.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what is it, up to $18,000 or something per
it's
year?
Some
yeah.
It's some ridiculously low number.
So like
I don't know why they don't address that.
So like $1,200 a month or something.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're going to go back to work, why would you only make $1,200? It's if you can do better than that, is my point.
Right, I get it, yeah. Okay.
So, myth number five, I'll spend less and pay less taxes. Well, depending on your goals, you may be spending more in retirement than you thought you would, especially, as we just mentioned, if you're traveling, visiting children and grandchildren, and pursuing new hobbies and activities. Additionally, inflation can erode your purchasing power over time, which we've seen in the last couple of years. Another related misconception is that you'll pay less in taxes once you've retired, but that assumes you have less income. If you end up with the same amount of income in retirement as you had when you were working, you may not be in a lower tax bracket. Also, you may qualify for fewer tax breaks, such as mortgage and college savings deductions, and simply because you don't have a mortgage anymore. Tax rates may also rise in the future. We know that. That's probably going to happen. We know that the tax benefits that came from the Trump administration are set to what they call sunset in 2025. So what we're enjoying as far as that huge deduction we all take, the personal deduction, will go away. And what comes back is some pretty ugly stuff. So unless Congress decides to do something about it, either to continue it or change it, which you know at the very last minute they won't, they can't agree on anything, that could have a major impact on people who are retired. And if you don't get some advice and some help with that, it could be quite a slam between the eyes. You know, you say, really? I didn't see that one coming. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So those are just some that I think I wanted to go over because they are myths that people have about retirement. And they can't really expect that's going to continue with the myth that they have when the reality kicks in, especially that withdrawal rate. That's the thing that is the scariest of all. And I hate to call clients and say, hey, you know, I did a little check here, and what we thought was 4% is now 8 or 9%, and that's unsustainable. So we've got to do something. And, you know, it's tough, but I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's how it is. And then, you know, people find a way to cut back this, that, and the other thing. Or even as a couple of clients said to me, I'll go out and get a job. I said, okay. They're over the time when they need to worry about having to repay Social Security because they're making more than $18,000. So once you reach that point, you can make as much money as you want.
If you want.
And it's a good thing.
There you go. All right. Well, before we end, I just want to offer our condolences to the Casey family on the passing of Mrs. Casey, Ellen Casey. She was, and I don't know if you know, if you knew Mrs. Casey, but she was the sweetest, kindest, most elegant woman. I loved her. She would always ask me about my mom. My mom thought she was a doll, and she would always say such kind words about my mom. And of course I know several of her children and her grandchildren because they both went to school with a lot of them each because there's so many went to school with Tommy and Sean. And so I feel like I've watched them all grow up. So, all the grandkids and the family is just a delightful family. So our hearts go out to, the Casey family for the loss of a beautiful, lovely woman. And she served our state well, And she's the mother of, she's still a mom, and she still leaves behind 8 beautiful children and their spouses and their grandchildren and some others after great-grandchildren. So God bless the Casey family, and you're in our thoughts and prayers. And the President of the United States was here today, so it was a little crazy downtown in honor of Mrs. Casey, but God bless her and God bless the family. So we will say goodbye for now, knowing that the family's in our hearts. And we'll see you next week. We thank you for listening. Be safe and please be nice. Bye.
Bye.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.